Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Is there going to become a time where you might call him, old friend to old friend, and ask him to open up China to the World Health Organization investigators who are trying to get to the bottom of COVID-19?
Let's get something straight. We know each other well. We're not old friends. It's just pure business.
So I guess my question would be, you've said that you were going to press China. You signed on to the G7 communique that said the G7 were calling on China to open up to the investigators in.
That's Peter Doocy in some of the rounds with the president and Jen Psaki and others. He joins us here from Fox News, the White House correspondent, on the Dom Giordano program. Peter, welcome back in. Thanks for taking the time after a long trip to join us today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Peter, did you happen to see Vlad the Charmer, Putin, say that Joe Biden is very buttoned up, very detailed, and he does have a young, educated, very pretty spokesperson in Jen Psaki, but she doesn't have any attention to detail? That's a failing.
I heard, I was flying all night. I heard Putin compliment Biden. I did not hear him talk about Jen Psaki like that.
I'm sure you would concur on this. Maybe not. But I'm amazed that he was throwing all this off on Jen Psaki. Peter, what's your sense, before we get to the president and the stuff that you said with him and the reverberations of that, what is it like to see Putin up close, the news conference? I don't think you got a Putin question, did you?
We did not. And actually, the way that the Swiss hosts had things worked out with the Russians and the Americans, we were never able to even get close enough to see Putin, because they kept the Americans on one side of this park,
okay,
and the Russians on another side of the park. And so we got up close and personal at one point with some of the Russian press, but they kept Putin and his entire crew very separated from us.
For a number of reasons. The Russian press, Peter, apparently the ABC woman who asked, a fairly difficult question with Putin, said that they were all over. I don't know if they were trying to score points by pushing back for Putin or not. Is it like that, or are they candid ever? I guess they just can't be.
Listening to the questions, I know that there are various degrees of like how closely coordinated the Russian press is with the state, but it's basically most of the Russian hosts are there, or most of the Russian reporters there are some varying degrees of state-run media.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. And you got to realize what you're up against here. But you asked the China question, and you probably know that on Fox, there were several hosts who ran various things where President Trump did say, an old friend of mine, he went through how many miles he traveled with him, how many times he had seen him. I think he said the only world leader that had more time, he was the guy. So, what did you think of the president's response to that?
Well, he's there talking about how it was important for him to meet with Putin because there's no substitute for face-to-face interaction. That was a huge selling point. I've been with the guy for more than 2 years now, almost every day, and he was trying to convince people, look at how Trump does things. I'll be different because I know these guys. And essentially making the point, if he didn't say these exact words, the idea was, I can make things better because these guys know me, they respect me. And that was just generally with the World Series. But with Xi, he has said they are old friends. And if you go through the old remarks that he got to know him on a personal level and he respects him for XYZ reason. So I was surprised that he said they were not friends. But I was delighted that he took the time to take the question because we were not on the list of pre-approved reporters at that event.
That's got to be difficult. So, Peter, tell us a little bit. I've never had Joe Biden on the air over the years. We had promised. It just never happened. We know about his empathy and affability. But I've always said, if crossed, he has an anger management thing. You know, as a journalist, maybe you can't say that. But do you see that coming, though? You've had it a few times, that it's more than anybody can blow up under pressure once. But there's a dual thing there with President Biden of that affability slash empathy. Everybody thinks a good guy personally, but there's an anger thing there that flashes and things that are just normal questions often, like the CNN reporter.
I have seen it a few times, and I don't know that it's any more than anybody else. I think that's part of the reason why he gets, there are 50 angles of every single question now because everybody's got a phone. And so I think that's why he gets so much more attention when he kind of snaps. But I haven't noticed that there's any kind of like a buildup or that it's any worse than anybody else. But that, I haven't been around a lot of presidents. So I think if you look at all the presidents over the course of history, there's probably a lot of that, maybe even more of that.
What do you take away from this then? You were inside it, actually covering it there. It seems like not much, and it elevated Putin a little bit, nothing disastrous. But do you see anything coming out of this that actually has legs, it's newsworthy, or something to watch, I guess you would ask, Peter?
I could see this just being the first of a couple different Putin meetings. You know, Trump made a point to go around the world to different neutral locations to meet with Kim Jong-un a couple times. I can see that becoming a thing with Putin because nothing really did come out of it. But it was let's wait 6 months to a year and see if they behave any differently. And so I can see this just being kind of the table setter. But in terms of like actual policy, you know, it's not like Putin's going to start deactivating nukes or releasing his like political rivals that he's got locked up. I don't see that happening as a result of this.
Parting question for you. So going forward right now in Washington, is the big deal, are we back to the reconciliation used to get the big deal over the finish line? Or it seems to me from here, it's both the House and the Senate on the voting issue and the big voting bill. Is that where all the contention is right now?
With that, and then also infrastructure, like they're still trying to move on infrastructure. It seems like some of the very far left people in the party don't want to budge because there's not enough climate concessions in there. And so I think Joe Biden comes back yesterday and he looks back at Capitol Hill and things are stuck, maybe even more stuck than when he left for a week and a half. And he's going to be in your neck of the woods in Wilmington this weekend. But, things are kind of at a complete standstill.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you. Thanks for the great work that you do. I think deep down there is a little bit of camaraderie with you and the president. Maybe you sense that, even if sometimes he says no.
Yeah, no, I think he, you know, he is very generous with his time with us. And so he's given us a lot of chances over the last couple of months to advance stories that nobody else is asking about. So like that.
Absolutely. Peter, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.